This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
We're in the studio. I'm Holly, and I'm here with Julia.
I'm Julia.
And we're doing the Get Serial Wednesday show. We have also brought on for this segment our newsreader, Saba, and our producer, Georgina.
Good morning again.
Because we're talking about something that is relevant, well, really struck a chord with each of us, which is the death of BRB, an MSN, which was Microsoft's instant messaging server, which I guess went off the radar a few years ago for those who never used it. But it was really a pivotal software
back in the day.
Yeah. Program that we all kind of used, you know, in primary school or high school.
Why do you think it went away, Holly?
Well, I just want to say, I was thinking about it because I thought, you know, like, if you're instant messaging someone, whether it be on Facebook Messenger or whether it be over text messages, you never say BRB or be right back anymore,
I don't do that now.
If you're just going somewhere, if you're going to have a shower or if you're going, you're
but
having
I
dinner.
I like to leave it, though, in some sort of way where it feels closed. Like, I'd be like, love ya. XXX, bye.
Yeah, but...
But do you do that every time you go and do something else?
Oh, I'm going to make a sandwich. I'll be back in 15 minutes. Like, if you're having an in-depth conversation and then you just go silent for 15 minutes, that happens to me all the time. And
exactly.
It's like, why not just say, oh, I'm going to do this, or in
or
easy
BRB.
Terms, BRB.
Maybe it's, like, too much work for people to type BRB.
It is.
I think
we've gotten lazy.
Yeah,
Now that we've got phones in our pockets all the time with constant messages, you know, that you've got to deal with. Sorry, guys. Then I guess, I don't know, we've become a little bit ruder.
We don't
say BRB anymore. And I think it's really sad. So I think that we should all start saying BRB, and we should also all start saying
GTG. But I feel like we also become more selective as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, got a whole bunch of messages. My friend would tell me, she's like, I'm only going to look at the ones that interest me. You know, I haven't got time to look at all the others.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
But I
do
mean,
that.
How about the uncomplicated days of MSN? Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
Julia. I didn't use MSN.
Julia didn't live out her childhood on the computer in the little computer room like we all did.
Yeah, well, maybe we can tell Julia a little bit about MSN,
guys. Yeah,
because
I've heard a little bit about it.
We're about to hear a whole lot more.
Basically,
I remember back in the days, and when I say that, I'm talking like I'm 40 years old. I'm not. Back when I was a bit younger, like young teenage.
Yeah,
I was probably about
like tweens?
10.
Tweens?
Yes. 10, 11, 12.
Ditto.
I'd go and I'd sit in the computer room and I'd be on the computer, which wasn't a little laptop. It was like a proper like Dell computer with like a back on it, which had all the computer parts inside.
And the big monitor.
Wow.
Wires.
And I'd sit there. That summed it up. I'd sit there and you'd log online and you could do this thing where you could be online, offline, busy, away, and then you could pretend to be offline when you were really online. And I did that all the time just
and
to see who
like
was coming on.
Stalking.
So you'd have your name and then you'd have kind of like your little subheading. Which is kind of like a status on Facebook, I guess. I don't know how you describe that, which you could put in like your friends' names. Yeah. So
you say who
and
you're
you kind
with.
Of do it in order of like your best
importance.
Friend or favorite friend. Or if you are like an 11-year-old who had a boyfriend or a girlfriend or were going out with someone, you put their initials next to a love heart.
Yeah.
And then I remember closer to the end, you could listen to music and the music would come up with what you were listening to.
Yeah. Oh, that was pretty cool. If you tunes to it. If you were savvy
iTunes.
Enough, then you would have your iTunes linked up or I guess your Windows Media Player and you'd be playing like Hot Minute.
Yeah.
And
everyone would see.
Everyone would
that
see.
Is...
And you'd kind of watch what other people were playing as well.
This
you'd be
is
like,
creepy.
Oh, they're really
but
cool.
To the BRB, on MSN, you could do this thing where you could kind of alert someone if they weren't responding to you.
Yeah, you could.
So there was this one where you could send them a knock. So this giant, kind of like the fist bump emoji, would come up on your screen. This giant kind of like a yellow fist would come up and knock on your screen and make like a... noise. I should have got a sound effect for that, but I felt like that worked.
And it would shake your screen.
Yes. Or there was like a pig that would come on.
I never used that, but...
Saba, you missed out.
Well, Saba's obviously not as aggressive as us.
Pig would come on and like shake its behind at you on
screen.
It's a good thing,
Get back to messaging me.
All right.
So you could do that. someone...
Saba, what were your MSN habits?
Yeah.
Exactly like Georgina's, without the knock. Without the knocking, yeah.
You missed out on the knock.
I used to log on and then log off because you would have... if you were on MSN, you would have a little sidebar that would pop up, a box to say, so-and-so is now online, and it would kind of go, bing.
Yeah, yeah.
So if your crush was online and they weren't speaking to you, you would go offline on purpose and then come back online so that they would see. And then if they didn't talk to you, then you knew that was how you knew that they didn't like you, which is very sad. But
I'm sure
it's
that
a harsh
was...
reality of
we got
being
through.
A 12-year-old.
I mean, we made it to 2018, so obviously we did something right. But yes, RIP, yeah. BRB, and MSN.
One last question. Do you want it back?
Oh, what, BRB or MSN?
MSN.
I want the knocking.
I want BRB back.
I'm really obsessed with Facebook the knocking when you can now. Poke someone or wave at them.
Yeah.
It's evolved into 2018.
Yeah. I just miss the simple days.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.